Meadows, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Hour number three, Sports Hangover. Is it wrong of me? Now, when I heard the top of the hour Sports Center there and you hear the news about Boogie and the touring quad, the first thing that came out of my mouth during the break that Jordan, you heard, was saying maybe Del Demps's got a quote on that. For those that have no idea what I'm talking about, final game of the regular season, Warriors, Pelicans, Smoothie King Center, local media, go on over to the Warriors locker room to see what Boogie's up to. Remember that? Remember what David Grubb said? He was in there. Said he didn't want to say anything. David's like,
go talk to
them. Say hi. Yep. And then after that, he several times, the top of his lungs so everyone could hear, including on his way out as he high-fived Pelicans staff members and security personnel, go ask Dell for a quote. Go ask Dell for a quote.
Got my $3 million.
You got a high five? Give me. Go ask Dell for a quote. Just high fiving everyone. Go ask Dell for a quote. Would I be unprofessional if I tweeted, go ask Dell for a quote at Boogie Cousins?
$40 million down the tubes.
Here's my issue. I am not. Don't take this the wrong way.
Making fun.
He's injured. I'm not one of those guys that, ha ha, karma's a. Look, dude was playing. It was a non-contact injury. He's running for a loose ball, and his quad just snapped. I mean, you saw it. I text you. Wait, hold on. One more time. Pat myself on the back, Dr. Kattengill. Did I not tell you? Did I not? I did.
After the reports were
out. No, sir. You know darn well that's not true. But I guess my whole thing with Boogie, the revisionist historian in him, you know, that's the thing that kind of gets me. This franchise really, I wouldn't even say went out of your way. They did what they could to take care of you. Certain rules on how to talk to you. You know, the works. I mean, you get what I'm getting at, right? Oh, there it is. Boogie. Brian apparently informing me that Samani already has tweeted that to Boogie. Westdale for a quote. Here's my thing. The team offered him 2 years, $40 million. He saw that as a sign of disrespect.
I could get more.
My man was already in the middle of filming his documentary, The Resurgence.
Now we are currently in the process of The Resurgence 2.
Hey, season 2. There it is. Poor Boogie.
Poor Boogie.
Like I said, I am not.
Make it fun.
Like, look, I've come around, right? It used to be CP me. It's back to being Chris Paul. CP. I'd like to see him win a ring, honestly. I do. Don't give me that look. Why'd you give me that look? You still can't
forget. Do you want AD to win a ring when he leaves?
Again, I'm not there yet. It's different.
Again, no, it's not.
No, it completely is. It completely is. And I've totally said it. Look, did they both ask for a trade? Yes. Were the situations the same? Nowhere near. Nowhere near. Chris Paul came in, became arguably the top point guard of the league at the time, and he was playing great. Second to the MVP,
but he didn't,
Kobe Bryant that year.
He didn't give us everything that he had to offer like Anthony Davis did.
He did.
No.
Hold on.
He didn't say it.
There are some similarities, okay? One gave all he could, apparently. The other picked his spot. I'm going to get to that. But I'm talking about, at that point, the height of the Smoothie King Center, the New Orleans Arena at the time. Towel waving, Dirk's a flopper. When they played the Mavs, booing. the Spurs with their hard fouls. I mean, yeah, dude, it didn't get better than that. They were, I want to say, the youngest or second youngest team in the NBA at the time. They were above the rim playing, high-flying, Crescent City connection. You remember all of that? They were incredible. Like, you had, the dude had just released his shoe. He was a gold medal point guard. I mean, you couldn't have gotten better. Him and Reggie were partners, man. I think they lived in the same apartment complex right there on the river. I mean, it was great. You had a bad owner.
Ow, my pancreas.
Then you had, on top of that, general managers that made Del Demps look like, you know, Jerry West. I still will not forget some of the moves that team made. And yes, I am bringing up Gennaro Pargo. People to this day want to talk about Gennaro Pargo and that move. They made moves that made no sense. Grievous Vasquez, see, I mean, Bonzi Wells for a high price. I mean, they made moves in one offseason to go from a young team to an old team that didn't mesh and work, that was more expensive, and they put themselves behind such bad cap space. And then they traded away Tyson Chandler. You drafted two All-Stars in West and Chris Paul. And Tyson Chandler worked perfectly. You brought him in from the Bulls. And it worked perfectly, and they were great friends, and they loved. And then you traded him, and Byron Scott didn't. I'll never forget in that locker room that day. Byron Scott going, they did what? I mean, he didn't know. When we asked him after the game, he's like, no one told me. Chris Paul, David West, I can't even believe they did that. I'll never forget that. They didn't know. It was like one of those things where you're like, hey, Tyson, come here, buddy. Just real quick. Yeah, we'll be back in there in the locker room real quick. Just hold on, guys. Byron, you're good. I'll be in there in a second. Tyson, get out of here. Get out of here. We just traded you. Like, seriously, like, the team knew at the same time. And it fractured the locker room. It fractured the trust between ownership and the coaching staff. And then you just saw it. And then the owner's like, I'm selling. It was a disaster. No one knew who was going to own the team. I get it. I get it wholeheartedly. Was it tough to see and experience? Yeah. But I get it. The NBA, for crying out loud, had to buy the team. You remember? The worst thing that happened every single day was looking at the paper. Yes, that's when everyone used to get the paper. Look at it, right? You'd open up. There it is. Page one or two. Attendance chart. We had a stupid pie chart every day. Better sell out. Better get 15,000 or they're leaving. That was garbage. If it bothered me, just covering the team. Imagine how to, as a player. There's a chart in the newspaper that's saying, well, they need to have this many sellouts or they're moving. Begging people to show up. A year or two removed from one win from playing in the Western Conference Finals. They didn't ask to get moved from the East to the West. Imagine if the Pels had been in the East the last couple of years with Anthony Davis. What are you shaking your head for?
I still don't think we would have done that.
It would have been in the playoffs.
We would have been in the playoffs.
He wouldn't have gone years without being in the postseason.
I mean, it would be a little bit different.
I think it's completely different.
I don't
think
it would be dramatically
different. I absolutely do think. No. If the Pelicans would have been in the Eastern Conference and never have moved to the West, I do think it'd be different.
Because then it'd be like, we can't get to the next level. We can't get to that next round. It'd be the same thing. No, we can't get to the playoffs.
Again, now you're talking about different problems. Now you're talking about winning the big game and winning all that. Anthony Davis had been in the postseason. That's a whole different world. So yeah, we got the short end of the stick with that. So I get what happened with Chris. And as I've said before, it's easy to dump on Dell. He wasn't a good general manager at the end of the day because he was judged by keeping Anthony Davis. He didn't. Period. End of story, right? Period. End of story. I become CEO of an airline. My job's to keep it afloat. If we go bankrupt, I failed. It's that simple. Not every move works, and not the right moves were made. Can't say he didn't try. He tried to bring in Boogie Cousins. The problem is when you live under that philosophy, as we talked about earlier in the show with Brian Windhorst and Kurt Heelan, when you live under the, if you don't do this or else, it doesn't work. You've heard my analogy a million times. If I walk in every single day and either dinner and done the right way, or I don't say the right thing because it's conversely, right? And the response immediately after that is, it better be better next time or I'm leaving you. You tell me how that marriage is going to work, or relationship, or employer. It doesn't. You cannot operate that way. You have to be allowed to have risk. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. This radio show, sometimes we try bits, segments, sounders, music. It works, it doesn't. There isn't anything in the world that works essentially like that, where if you can have a bad experience at a restaurant, the manager will comp your meal and ask you to come back. Let us try again. They don't shut down the restaurant. Now, enough of those happen, yes. Enough of those bad moves happen, you move on. You bring in another general manager. This is different situations. When this guy says 29 other teams are in, he's lying to you. It's not 29. But by the mere fact he says that, it shows you it has nothing to do really with what you do. Because what happened could have happened if he'd have asked for it. Shaquille O'Neal said one of the best things in the last several months. You don't walk away from 240. You don't walk away from 300 mil, which is what he would have gotten if he would have played the entire length of his contract, waited to free agency that year. That extra year would have allowed him to get $300 million guaranteed from the Pelicans. Keep in mind, Brian Windhorst earlier today said LeBron's made $400 million. AD would have surpassed LeBron. Cash. Guaranteed. He would have made $500 million because this contract is over 100 mil. Would have made about $1 billion in his NBA career. You really think it's that this organization couldn't do it? Didn't ask. He didn't want it to be here. You got that kind of power, you wield it. You got that kind of power, you walk down the hallway, and when Gentry says, where are you going? I'll be back. And you go up there and you go, I didn't see Miss Gale. Yeah, that guy has no clue what he's doing, Mr. Demps over there. No idea. This guy, I don't get it. I got guys in the locker room that aren't giving their all. If it's about winning, you honestly believe that a guy that can make over $250 million doesn't have the power to walk up to the shot caller, the owner, and suggest highly certain things need to change? He never wanted it to work here this year. Right? Either that, he didn't realize he had that power, which I have a hard time believing that other athletes didn't tell him that. Shaq said it. Dude, you get your money, and then you get other people to play with you. Let's not forget, the Lakers got moved from Minnesota. That's why they call the Lakers. Team was in Minnesota. What made them is winning and getting people to go there and play and drafting and winning championships. I mean, that guy could have made it work anywhere. So it's different. You get what I'm getting at, Jordan? It's different between Chris Paul and Anthony Davis. Chris Paul played hard and loved Oklahoma City when they went there, you know, for a season or so after Katrina. So, I think it's different. Yes, both asked, and then both at the end didn't exhibit the best behavior. But I can root for Chris. Sports Hangover continues next. Manny Pappas, voice of the Privateers, will help us preview UNO's side of their battle against Tulane tonight. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Be over at Clayton Homes tomorrow. Come on by and check us out. We'll be doing the show live from 12 to 3. As we have a little fun tomorrow. And Jordan, Firehouse Subs will be provided. If you want to stop on in and get a sub, you can check out the homes, Clayton Homes, Coach Thibodeau. Colonel Baseball Team is going to join us at 12:30 on location, if you want to come say hi to him. Now, you got to leave Coach a sub, okay?
That's funny.
Wow. Wow.
A growing man has
to eat. So you basically just said that if Coach comes in,
I might give him
wants himself a firehouse sub, you're going to tell me that you're going to go, Coach, said to mine.
Do they play Southeastern this year?
You know, Joey, I ask that he just pays attention. I said earlier today they take on Southeastern starting Thursday.
All right, so if they blow that game.
Do they play Southeastern? They're in the same conference.
They might be able to throw the game if I give them a piece of sandwich.
No, that's it. That's done. Joey, this is what I have to deal with. Manny Pepis, voice of your UNO Privateers, joins us. Can you please inform my intern that, yes, the Colonels do play the Southeastern Lions, Manny?
I need confirmation.
They do indeed, yes. How y'all doing?
You know who else plays Southeastern? UNO.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Southland Conference?
Correct.
Jordan?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they're all in the same conference. Yeah. Imagine that. Manny, how's it going, man?
Doing well. How y'all doing?
Good. As a matter of fact, you just played Southeastern over the weekend, Jordan, if you would have paid attention.
just 2 weeks ago.
Yep. So there you go. 2 weeks ago you played them. What do you think of the Lions?
Well, they certainly have just gone to the same formula under Coach Reiser. I mean, they're just a team that really buys into the system. They have a lot of guys that could do a lot of the little things well. They could run. They're very aggressive on the base paths. They could steal bases. Pitching has struggled a little bit with Carlisle Kessler being out. So the rotation isn't quite as deep, but Mason Canapas stood in and done a really nice job kind of filling in that spot. I don't think their pitching is quite as deep this year, but it's still solid. But offensively, they just put so much pressure on you. And that's why them and Sam Houston State are at or near the top of the league every year. It's two kind of similar offensive systems. They do things that are aggressive. They do things that may be a little bit unconventional, but they work really well. And they have nine guys that really buy into it.
17-19 overall, the Privateers, 5-13 in conference play. Can you kind of give us to this point here what kind of season it's sort of been? Because I see when you look at the games, you've won some close games and you've lost some games by a run.
Yeah, we did well in those close games early in the year. We won five of our first six, but then we've lost five of our last six that have been decided by a run. So it's just been a topsy-turvy season. And like you mentioned, a lot of those conference games, it's come down to, you know, a play here, a play there, maybe a play that wasn't made in the field, or, you know, a big hit that we needed in a certain inning in a close ball game that we didn't get. So it's been multiple things. It's just something where, with all of these guys, like we mentioned, I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago in the first preview of UNO Tulane. It's just a lot of new guys, a lot of young guys. We're starting two freshmen on the weekend, and it just hasn't quite clicked together yet. And it's just been, if it hasn't been one thing, it's really been another thing. But in those 13 losses, as odd as it may sound on the surface to say, at least half of them, you're talking about games that were decided not only by close margins, by plays at the end.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Manny Pappas joining us. He's the voice of the Privateers. Taking on Tulane tonight. You know, it was an interesting stat that Gary Smith gave us from the Athletic. I mean, the Advocate, rather, covers the Green Wave. 5-0 you guys are on Tuesdays. What's been so, you know, it's crazy when you think of some exciting games, exciting finishes, obviously, on Tuesday. Why the success on that day of the week?
I think it goes to, well, first of all, obviously, in midweeks, as you know, Gus, anything could happen. I feel like in midweek baseball, anybody can beat anybody. So I think that's number one. Number two is I go back to one of our first midweek games, actually our first midweek game of the year against Southern Miss, who was nationally ranked when we played them. And we threw eight different guys at them. So it just worked out well to where we were able to keep them off balance all night. They weren't able to adjust to, you know, a specific pitcher because we only threw, you know, we threw one pitcher basically in each inning. So I think it's a combination of we've just been able to mix and match pretty well on midweeks. Our offense has really taken more aggressively against, you know, midweek pitching, which is obviously not going to be your best spot when you're talking about, you know, teams that you play against. I think that levels the playing field a little bit. So I think all those kind of factor into play of why we've been so successful on midweeks.
Follow Manny over on Twitter at EP504. You know, when you look at this series, I used it in reference when I was talking to Gary, UNO being a thorn in Tulane's side. What do you think when you look especially these games in which you won four in a row over there in the lakefront, three literally in walk-off fashion, when you look back at this series, is that what stands out? It's just you have to wait to the last out.
It certainly does. I mean, like you mentioned, you know, you mentioned the most recent, you know, series history. The last four games have been decided by a run. Of course, the first game, you know, Tulane takes the lead in the top of the 10th, and Connor Pellerin was dominating us. And then we get to the bottom half, and, you know, Luther Woolard battles. He finds a way. He gets on with a little poke opposite field single, and then it comes to Robert Fabello, who, you know, runs into one, and he becomes the hero all of a sudden, and, you know, we win in a walk-off, like you mentioned. So it really has been high drama. It has been excitement down to the last out. You know, a couple of times it's had to go extra innings, and like you mentioned, especially here at Maestri Field, we've kind of had Tulane's number as far as being able to come out on the right side, even though it's been a lot of close games, like you mentioned. It's just, we've always found that way, you know, to come through in the latter innings.
So when you take a look at tonight, how do you preview this version of the matchup continuing?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, Tulane's lineup, I mean, there's not enough you can say of just how strong it is. And, yes, Cody Hosey grabs all the headlines and deservedly so, leading the country in home runs, 404 batting average coming into play. But I think, and Coach Dean, we talked about this yesterday, Coach Dean mentioned it as well, it takes the pressure off of all the other guys in that lineup as well when you have somebody like Hosey. So, I mean, you look at Trevor Jensen, you look at Jonathan Arteagues. I mean, just all the way down this lineup, Grant Matthews, they are just so dangerous basically from 1 to 9. So just an aggressive lineup, a team that could bash the ball all over the yard. It's one of the better two-lane lineups I certainly can remember in recent history as far as, you know, kind of the last 10 years or so. So it's going to be tough again tonight. We're throwing a freshman, Cortland Ramirez, who didn't have great success last week in his first start against Southern, got hit hard a little bit early on, but a young man, a tall, lean, athletic pitcher who hides the ball really well, can be pretty deceptive. So at his best, I think he can at least keep Tulane possibly, or at least the hope is to keep him off balance a little bit early on. And of course, we're going to stay true to form and use quite a few guys tonight, I'm sure.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting as well, when you look back at these games, especially just this last one too, they go up early 1-0, and then you guys battle back, and then a lot of errors on the field too. Is that something that also stands out in these games that have been close and come down to walk-off fashion, where UNO's been able to take advantage of some sloppy play by the Wave?
There was. You know, obviously the first game, we were able to kind of, you know, the situation was a little bit exacerbated. Like you mentioned, Tulane made, I think it was three errors, and I think they all came within the first two or three innings, and we were able to capitalize off of that. I remember one of the walk-off wins, I think it was 3 years ago, where it was an error on a relay throw, where the winning run wound up scoring as well in a walk-off game there. So, yeah, we've been able to capitalize on some opportunities here in the past handful of games or so against Tulane.
All right, Manny, so we'll see what happens today over at the lakefront. Any specials? Last time I chatted with you, what, two hot dogs, two sodas for like $10 or something?
Yeah, it's a 2 for Tuesday promotion that we have at the ballpark. So definitely come on out. It's going to be a great night. Obviously, what we've been treated to the past few years is any indication, and what we saw, of course, in the first meeting, it's going to be another good one right down to the finish, and who knows if it goes beyond 9 innings again tonight. So, yeah, it's going to be a great night at the ballpark. Y'all come on out to the Bay Street Field.
How can folks follow y'all on Twitter, man?
Of course, our main account at UNO Privateers. As you mentioned, you can follow me at EP504. Our baseball account at Privateers_BSB as well. So that's our social media accounts, and of course we'll have live in-game updates. We'll have video clips as well, usually posted within games. So we'll have it all covered tonight at UNO Privateers, our main account, and our in-game tweeting goes under at Privateers_BSB.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for your time as always, man. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Yep. At Missouri State this weekend, Southern Miss. Next Wednesday over at Mayfield Field, Jordan the intern. Do they play Southeastern? Are you going to be there tomorrow? Are you coming tomorrow to get your Firehouse sub?
Yes.
You know what?
What?
Joey, you know what would be fun?
Bacon.
Yes, bacon would be fun on Firehouse subs, especially like the club one, probably. I don't know which one they're bringing.
I'm going to get the meat. Hey, Joey.
You can't order. It's a catering thing. You're probably going to have a couple of a few, and that's what you get. You're not ordering your Firehouse sub.
I would like a meatball Firehouse sub.
Mozzarella
and mayonnaise on it.
No.
Toasted bread.
No one's ordering.
No, it's here. Yeah. Eat.
Exactly.
Just like mom.
What I was thinking is this. How about Coach Seth Thibodeau do a little interview tomorrow with Jordan the intern? Pop quiz. 5 questions about Colonel Baseball.
Please.
And we'll judge you on that. How about that? Do they play Southeastern?
What is yes? Oh, I'm sorry. Thinking of Jeopardy.
I'll let you ask Coach that tomorrow.
No.
Hey, Coach, do y'all play Southeastern?
What I meant was
no,
that
I know exactly what
already.
You meant. That's not even remotely
I meant if they
what,
played them already.
You know what? Looking forward to seeing Coach in person looking at Jordan right in the eyes when he answers that question.
I'm not getting my Firehouse sub.
Maybe we should play a game for your Firehouse sub. You need to answer 3 of the 5 questions he asks you. You better go do your homework today.
I already got enough homework.
Oh, well.
What is the mascot of Southeastern?
Yeah, what is the mascot? Yeah, you know what? Things that you should know. You get 3 out of 5, you get a Firehouse sub. If not, no food for you. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Give me
some of it. Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call the local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ah, yes. Beautiful day today. Look at there, huh? Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. That Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow over on Twitter, voice of your New Orleans baby cakes. He joins us weekly to talk minor league baseball with the cakes, major league baseball storylines as well. Tim, how does it look outside over there at Astrano Airline? Gorgeous, isn't it?
It is perfect.
Perfect.
I wish we could dial up more of these. It is, the sky is great. What is it, upper 70s, 80 degrees?
Yeah. I mean,
it's not very,
you know,
humid.
No,
this is
tomorrow,
perfect baseball weather.
Tomorrow, I think more of the same. Friday, you should have great. What, Saturday, good. What about Thursday, Tim?
Well, it doesn't look too good. But, you know, I don't. You know what? I tell you, as long as I've done this, especially here in New Orleans, I tell you right now, you look at that forecast, and I tell you, we'll probably play Thursday and probably not play Friday. And that's just the way things work. When you start looking at the forecast and you start thinking, oh, we're going to be good that day and not good that day, that's usually where it goes wrong.
Let me tell you something, Tim. Let me tell you something, all right? My intern over here is now, thanks to Graf, who's literally the most superstitious human being I've ever met in my life, developed this whole El Gato Negro thing. And
right.
I'm having trouble defending myself on this because it is gorgeous today. It's beautiful today. It's beautiful tomorrow. It's supposed to be perfect Friday. And there it is. The one day that I have to throw out the first pitch, just miraculously, out of nowhere, Southern Storms will pop up 100, not 15%, Tim, not 30, 100% chance of rain.
Yep, Elgato Negro, and that's a stick.
Have you ever known anyone to Elgato Negro themselves to first pitch something?
I had quite. I didn't even quite think about that, but yeah. I mean, I guess it took you quite a month at this one. I don't know.
Yeah, I Elgato Negro myself. I talked so highly about the pitch that I was going to deliver. Carver would be out there. That naturally, Jordan agrees.
Was a horrible decision.
Yeah, I Elgato Negro myself.
It was bound to happen, Gus. Either that or you were going to tumble over your child.
Again, I was not going to drop him.
This might be a blessing. Might have to save a few hospital
bills. I just need to know, like, will I be rescheduled or is it done? I mean, that was it.
Well, if we lose a game because of it, I don't know. Do we really want to do that to our home schedule?
That's very true. That is very true. Well,
schedule stuff like that, but, you know, now that you pointed out that you could be the reason why we might not play.
Again, you look at the entire week. It is a beautiful week. I mean, it's the only day in the weekly planner that has rain. It's the only day. So just letting you know. Anyway, how have you guys started the season so far? Taking a look at it, you guys just played Iowa a little bit ago. They actually had a postponed game because of inclement weather. So there you go. You had two inclement weather postponements.
You know, I just got back from, you know, Iowa and Omaha where – you know, we had a team up there. If we would have played on Friday night in Omaha, it would have been feels like 14 degrees with flurry. And 45-mile-an-hour wind. I'm glad. I mean, it was a no-brainer decision. Like, when people go, suck it up, you know, you guys put a sweat on, go out there and play. It's like, do you realize how cold it was that day?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, but you just... You just described a Packers playoff game in Lambeau.
It really was pretty close to it. I mean, it was really, really cold. And the way that wind was, it was, you know, and they had a blizzard not too far north of Omaha, you know, up in the Dakotas and in the Twin Cities. So, I mean, we were getting that northerly wind that was just frigid. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I wasn't even willing to walk across the street to the gas station to get anything. I just stayed cuddled up in the hotel.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I can understand totally. Speaking with Tim Grubbs, at Mr. Tim Grubbs is the way to follow him over on Twitter. So you got two tomorrow at Iowa. Why not today? It's a beautiful day.
Today is the LSU ULL game.
I know.
So, so we were normally, you know, whenever the Pontiff game falls on a game day here, typically we'll play a day game. You know, we'll play like an 11 a.m. game. But since we were traveling, you couldn't do that. So it's crazy. All the years we've done this is the first time it's ever happened where there was a scheduling conflict. So we asked the league if we could cancel today's game, you know, pretty much make it a rain out and play a doubleheader tomorrow and, you know, allow to accommodate LSU and ULL, and it worked out. So our guys get an extra bonus day off. And, you know, I would do that trade every week to get a doubleheader.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 5 o'clock tomorrow, first pitch. Game two follows that one. And on, you know, Thursday might be seven. I don't know. Either way, you got some games going all the way through Easter weekend. Easter candy hunt on Sunday as well. You got a little Fats Domino bobblehead doll giveaway. Will there be another Tim Grubbs bobblehead doll this year?
Well, there was never a Tim Grubbs bobblehead. We just did Tim Grubbs t-shirt day.
That's what it was. Okay. That's what it was.
And that was a beautiful t-shirt that I still see every now and then. But I still see a random person wearing it every now and then. It's actually a really weird feeling walking into the Winn-Dixie and seeing someone wear a shirt with your face on it.
Yeah, no? Okay, well, you know, should we work on a bobblehead for you, or were you good with just a t-shirt? Tim Grubbs did.
I think I'm good with just a t-shirt. You know what? A lot of the bobbleheads, when you look at them, they don't really come out right. They make you look weird, so I'm kind of good with just the actual.
We can make it look like Bobby Bonds. Make it look like you work out. I mean, you know, we could do a lot of things here.
You probably could make me look a lot different if you
exactly
creative and stuff.
Dude, I have a hard time believing the draft this next week for the NFL. The month of April has flown by, so you have almost 20 games being played. Essentially, you know, you have a series shy of essentially 20 games being played in Major League Baseball with a lot of the different teams. Some quick storylines that really stand out, I guess. Let's just start in the American League. In the East, we all kind of thought, hey, Tampa, you know, Boston kind of started off rough. New York and Boston would be sort of the teams. Are you surprised that Tampa Bay is up there at 12-4?
You know, not really. I mean, Tampa Bay last year, if you remember, finished the season with 90 wins. So, I mean, this was a team that, you know, had they been in the Central or had they been out West, we would have been talking about them. But because they were stuck in that same division with, you know, the Red Sox, the eventual World Series champion, and the Yankees, they kind of get lost. So, no, I'm not surprised at all. I think Tampa is pretty good. Will they maintain that? I think they will maintain winning,
But I think come September or whatever, they'll be fighting for that second wild card spot and not really the top division. We all know that how good Boston and New York are. They're going to turn things around, and they'll all be there come September and October, that's for sure.
The AL Central, should I just call it the AL parity? I mean, it's crazy when you look, everyone's about a game or two separated and all have very similar records.
Yeah, no, I think that's kind of, Cleveland's banged up. So if the Indians can get to like Memorial Day where they're a game out or a game out of first place or somewhere, if they're right there, then I think the division could be over because Cleveland's going to get healthy and they'll start to pull away at that point. Mm-hmm. So, but they just need to survive April and May because they've got so many injuries. Now, if they fall behind, you know, and obviously giving some of these younger teams like Minnesota, you know, confidence, it could be a problem down the line. And, you know, the Indians are a small budget team and they've got some players who they could trade. And I know it's been talked about in Cleveland. But if they're still in it come June 1st, I think they'll pull away as long as they don't trade any of those big-name pitchers.
You know, I was going to ask you, Seattle's for real, and they've lost four straight. Still, they're 13-6 and on top of the West. The Astros have won 9 straight. We know how good they can be. They look like they've going to have a really nice, solid team this year. So how long can Seattle hold off the Astros or at least stay in check?
Yeah, it'll be interesting, especially if they're getting swept over the weekend. The Astros swept Seattle. You know, Seattle was in the playoff position last year,
right,
all the way until, like, September. You know, and that's when Oakland went on that unbelievable streak where they think they won, like, 30 or 40 games and caught them. So this is not a mirage that Seattle's not, you know, a very good team. I don't think they're a first-place team, but I think Seattle will hang around. And they'll compete for that second or first wild card team. But this Houston team is loaded. And if they stay healthy and Gerrit Cole pitches like he has, I mean, this is an Astros team that we'll be talking about deep into October again.
All right, so let's move on over to the National League. Speaking with Tim Grubbs, voice of the New Orleans Baby Cakes. Off today because of the Wally Poniff Classic. LSU taking on UL, 7 p.m. tomorrow. Doubleheader starting at 5 with the Iowa Cubs. And then I may get to throw out a first pitch on Thursday if it doesn't torrentially pour. Over in the East, the Mets are up there 10-6, Phillies 9-6, Braves 9-6, Nationals 7-7, and the Marlins, who are playing my Cubbies right now, are 4-13. What are your thoughts on the East?
Well, you know, the Mets are a team that they made a lot of moves in the offseason. I don't think a lot of people really were convinced that they were going to be that good. Mm-hmm. They're off to a great start. I mean, yeah, I know they had a rough, I think they lost 2 out of 3 this weekend to Atlanta, but, you know, I think it's important for the Mets to stay healthy. And if they're there, I mean, you've got 4 really good teams there. Atlanta's young, and it's good to see them off to a decent start. I thought maybe last year they peaked a little. They came out of the bucket, you know, a little bit too early. You know, they won the NL East. The Nationals are a team that's got good pitching. Obviously, they've got Rendon and Soto. They've got some young players that are trying to live life past Bryce Harper. And Philly, they're a little weak in the pitching staff and the starting pitching, and I think that's kind of what we've seen early. But I think all 3 of those teams are going to hang around. The National League East is going to be a lot of fun this season, especially if the Mets stay healthy. And it's going to be fun seeing all those teams battle because it could go all the way down, you know, into September.
Yeah, Milwaukee already seeing, you know, Yelich or whatever his name is, MVP again. I'm getting as tired of them as I am about the Cards. Your Pirates are right there at 8-6. I don't know what to think of my team. And then the Reds down there at 5-10. Thoughts on the Central so far?
You know, the Reds, they made a couple of big splashy trades in the offseason. And I think everybody was wondering, you know, how they would play. And, you know, Puig hit a home run last night against his former team. But they've got off to a slow start. And I told you before the season started, I thought this was the best division top to bottom in baseball. It's because I thought all 5 teams would finish the season above 500 or pretty close to it. But the Brewers are off to a great start. I'm not surprised by the Cardinals. I think the Cubs will turn it around. I mean, I think all this Joe Maddon getting fired stuff is, you know, just taking things a little bit too serious for mid-April. And, you know, now that the schedule lightens up, they get a couple of days here against the Marlins, they'll probably right the ship at least somewhat. But they do have some serious bullpen issues with the Cubs.
And over in the West, how should the Graf feel about his Dodgers? Padres up there 11-7. You talk about some teams that made some moves in the offseason. They gave a, you know, big deal over there to Machado. And then, you know, Diamondbacks, Giants, and Rockies fill out the rest.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Scratch could feel pretty good about the Dodgers. I mean, they got Kershaw back. You know, obviously he needs to stay healthy and get himself into, you know, good pitching position over the course of the season. You know, Padres are certainly, you know, I thought the addition of Manny Machado would make that team go from a 70-win team to maybe a 72-win team, which in baseball, that still means you're under 500. So I think it's good to see the Padres pitching well and playing well. And I read yesterday, you know, on one of the baseball sites that that's a team that's seriously talking to Dallas Keuchel. And is it crazy that it's April 16th and we've got two prominent
That's incredible. I can't – I mean, he's a good pitcher.
I know they both probably asked for too much money this offseason, mm-hmm. but both of their asking prices have gone down. And the fact that their asking prices have gone down and they're still free agents, I think is crazy. But I think if Keuchel ends up with the Padres – with the start that they're off to, I think San Diego could be a team that, you know, could surprise all of us and maybe be around in September. But I think in the end, ultimately, I think, you know, the Rockies are off to a slow start. They can't figure out a way to score runs, but I think it's the Dodgers division. I thought Colorado would hang in there, but they're really struggling. But, yeah, I think it's the Dodgers division to win, and I don't really think we'll have much debate unless San Diego really does prove us all wrong.
Right. Well, Tim, I hope to see you on Thursday. Either way, I think we're going to try to make our way out there to the ballpark and have a little fun. No doubt right now you're probably hungry, smelling the tailgating that's going on outside. You got Cajuns and Tigers getting ready to play some baseball at the Shrine on A-Line, the Wally Pontiff Classic. I've done the walk around the park with the wife and kid in the years past, and you cannot make it around the ballpark without just your stomach grumbling when you smell everybody cooking and grilling out there.
I am standing on the concourse talking to you right now, looking out at the parking lot. One, I can't believe how many people are already here. We're 4 hours away from first pitch. And two, it does smell great.
Yeah.
So you're dead on. I mean, I tell you, they certainly know how to cook, and it smells fantastic here at the stadium.
I'm not even kidding. WBO Weather 2 minutes ago just tweeted, quote, "For Thursday, the Storm Prediction Center has placed our area at an enhanced risk of severe weather, meaning numerous severe thunderstorms will be possible through the evening as a cold front arrives." So there you go, Tim.
It's going around.
There it is. Nacho Negro. That's just unbelievable.
I mean, again, I don't... Look at the weather that you're looking at right now. The rest
you
of the
I
week.
You and I, we got off the air, what, 2 weeks ago and talked about the first pitch. I looked at the calendar. Iowa comes. And we get him in there, and we were like, yep, that can work. You know, Ian Happ will be here from the Iowa Cubs. Wow. There's no words.
I have no words either. I have
Sports
no words.
Sports Illustrated did no words on the title, on the cover this week. Well, there you go.
Well, I like I said, I would ask to see if Cookie can schedule me again later in the year, but I don't know if you probably should, to be honest with you.
I'll be honest. I mean, we don't like to rain out games. You know what? We can't have too many cancellations. I mean, if we keep scheduling me and these games get canceled, that's not good for business.
Add Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow him over on Twitter. There he goes. Tim Grubbs. Thank you, buddy. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. What are you grinning at? That smirk, I want to smack it off your face right now.
It just enjoys me to see your joy.
That was my moment.
That
was my moment.
It makes me happy to see your joy stripped away from
you. You realize if I would have thrown a perfect strike or I would have popped the mitt.
I would have never heard
You would have never heard the end of it.
Exactly.
All
so why do you think I'm grinding?
Long. I would have opened every Tuesday segment with sound and video of me right there down the middle. Ah. Now, that moment's been taken away from me.
And I couldn't be happier.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. It's a brown eyed pants. Come on, make the move to my dad.
Hi, folks. Chris Morales again with Barker Mazda. Spring is here, and it's time for you to spring into action. Tell us what you want, and we will deliver. Want excitement? Come see the all-new 2019 Mazda 3. This car is one of the most eye-catching, exhilarating, and safest vehicles on the road today. Want power? Come drive the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-5, available with Mazda SkyActiv-G 2.5T engine. With 250 horsepower, this engine gets you moving. Want comfort? Come check out the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-9, the perfect vehicle for the family with seating for seven. Maybe you're wanting a phenomenal deal. Come save on a new 2018 Mazda 3 hatchback or a new 2018 Mazda CX-9. Take $4,000 off the MSRP. That's $4,000 off. Plus, this month, you'll receive 2 years of complimentary maintenance on every new Mazda purchase. So come spring forward and get your new Mazda at Barker Mazda. Give us a call today at 1-800-256-2737 or check us out on the web at BarkerMazda.com. Barker Mazda, located in Big 3 Alder Corner with St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/19. See dealer for complete details.
Come on, make the move to Mazda. Come on!
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Come on out tomorrow. Watch Seth Thibodeau throw fastballs at Jordan the intern. That would get people to go. Don't you think? We'll be live at Clayton Homes.
People would come to save
Come check
me.
It out. 3936 Highway 311 in Houma.
That'd be cool.
I mean, seriously, right? I mean, hey, how about come on out, throw a fastball at Jordan. If you hit him in the chest, you're in a firehouse sub.
And a QB down.
Yeah. What do you think, Jordan?
Maybe we could do something safer. Maybe we could have
Well, Jordan, we're trying to get people out to Clayton Homes.
Yeah. Throw peeps out.
I mean, lunch by simply throwing a baseball at you with your hands tied behind your back.
What about a dunk tank?
Seems like a really... Where am I getting a dunk tank at? I don't have a dunk tank.
One.
I have you, and I can grab tape that we use for the banners to tape your hands behind you. Coach is a baseball coach, probably can, you know, secure a few baseballs from the facility. And there we go. We have a promotion to earn yourself a free firehouse up. Come on by. Park in Clayton Homes lot. Grab a baseball, you get one toss.
You better hope I don't ever get at that tape.
Deck Jordan for food.
Yeah.
Because I'm grabbing one of those baseballs while you're on air. I'm
gonna throw a strike right at Jordan. I'll even paint like two stripes on your chest for the strike zone. Just hope it's not low or high. If it's a perfect strike, you'll be fine. It's in the chest. It's in the tummy.
So now I'm happy I'm Happy Gilmore. When he was in the batting cage.
Look, I might even have I have Einstein's blanket when he goes in the car. I'll wrap that around. You can put it like under your shirt. It'll look like an umpire, you know, like chest protector. There we go. Throw a strike, get a sub.
Blanket.
Unfortunately, I don't know if our attorneys will allow that. If you just stop by tomorrow, 3936 Highway 311, we'll give you a free firehouse sub.
Wait, we're actually doing that.
What do you think? I've been lying the last half hour?
I thought the firehouse sub was just for me.
No, we are not just feeding you. It is, oh my gosh. Anyway, come on by tomorrow. Coach Seth Thibodeau will stop by at 12:30 if you want to come see the Colonels baseball coach and say hello to him and get yourself a firehouse sub or just kick the chair from under Jordan the intern who'll be sitting next to me. Feel free to do so. Thanks for everybody for tuning us in. Brian Windhorst, Kurt Heelan, of course, Robert Emmett, Tim Grubbs, Manny Pepys, and Gary Smith. Adios. Matt Moscone is next on ESPN New Orleans.